So how did you like that gospel? Yeah? Nations will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, earthquakes, famines, plagues. They'll seize you. They'll persecute you. You'll go to prison. You'll be hated on by family, friends. Some of you even put to death. All right? Now raise your hand if you want this kind of life. All right? Notice I didn't raise my hand either. I don't want that kind of life. Right? Nobody does. But I know someone who did. And not that he wanted to live this kind of life, but offered it as a sacrifice, an oblation for us. And that person, as you well know, is a person of Jesus Christ. Even as a baby, he lived through the war that King Herod waged against the children of Bethlehem. As a child, he lived in a country conquered by the Romans. And as an adult, betrayed by his most intimate friends, persecuted and put to death. You see, all these things that Jesus is talking about in the gospel, he lived it. He experienced it himself, which allows him to talk about it. And we all say we want to follow Christ, right? You want to be Christ-like in our lives. And we all want to follow Christ in terms of the whole, you know, being nice, golden rule, be loving, love your friends, love yourself, love God, be caring. But what about when it comes to making a sacrifice? Do you still want to follow Jesus when it comes to making a sacrifice? Because being Christ-like means being like the person of Jesus Christ who offered himself as a sacrifice, even in the most difficult moments of his life. Now, he wasn't like, well, you know what, I don't really feel like suffering today, you know, like, stop whipping me. Don't know. You know? Or he wasn't like, you know, I don't feel like dying. You know, like, not yet. Can I take a rain check, please? You know, soldiers, Roman, you know, centurion, can I take a rain check? How about next year? Will that be okay? No. A sacrifice involves surrendering something, surrendering a possession as an offering to God. And for Jesus, it was his own very life. And similarly, if we are called to be Christ-like, we too are called to offer a sacrifice. Now, let me ask you all you this question. What kind of sacrifice do we offer to God? I'm not talking about like go kill a goat and bring it to the church or none of this, you know. You know, or like the Aztecs, they kill people, and no, none of that. What kind of sacrifice do you offer to God? You need help? Okay, I thought you would. So let me give you some hints, all right? At what point of the Mass do you say the word out loud? You say the word. At what point of the Mass do you say the word sacrifice? Think. But don't think too much, okay? I don't want you to get a headache, all right? Think, at what point of the Mass do you say the word sacrifice? You see, you and I, we're so programmed into coming to church. Get me to stand up, get me to sit down, get me to do this, and this is time for me to stand up and say something. But why are we saying some of this stuff that we're saying? You know? And Father Kevin and I, we say to you, pray my brothers and sisters that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty. Father, you say, right. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good of all his church. Okay. So you do say the word sacrifice, no? Right? Yes. All right. But question is, what kind of sacrifice is that? May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands. What kind of sacrifice are you offering at your hands? What kind of sacrifice are you bringing up to the altar? Last week, Father Kevin preached on stewardship, the gift of time, talent, and treasure. What kind of sacrifice of time are you bringing to the altar? Huh? And usually 6 o'clock Mass goes a little something like this. It's about 5:40, and you're like, man, 6 o'clock is a very weird time to have Mass. 6 o'clock, we should be having dinner. You know, it's like, What am I going to have early? I can't have dinner at 5. That's too early, you know. Dinner at 7:30, that's too late. Jeez, I don't know what to do, you know. But we got to go to Mass. Hurry up. 5:45. Let's go, let's go. And you're just... And you're there. And you're here. And it's 6:10. And it's 6:10. And you're like, whoo! I made it. Father, I'm here. I'm here. I made it to Mass. In the meantime, if you want to go to the Sunday football game, how many hours do you come to the stadium before to tailgate? Huh? If you go to a concert, you're there like an hour before. Right? What about the Mass? What kind of sacrifice of time are you offering to God? The sacrifice of talent. Okay, let's talk about talent, okay? Like I said, we're all programmed. Stand up, get me sitting down, get me stand up, sitting down. And then after the gospel, you're really going to sit down. You're really going to sit down because there's a brief, long pause, you know? And you're just, you know, rather than offering yourself of being here as a sacrifice, you're so caught up in other things. You got the bulletin going. All right, what else going on here? All right, and then you're thinking about, oh, the dinner. Oh, I forgot, yeah. We're going to have dinner afterwards. Well, I left some stuff in the fridge. Is that enough for all of us? I don't know. I got the chicken out. Well, is it thawing? Did I leave the oven on? I don't know. We don't have enough stuff. We got to go to the Safeway to get some, pick up some stuff on the way. What am I going to get? Might as well start writing it down. Might as well use one of these bulletins to write it down. Huh? What kind of sacrifice of your talent is that? And let's talk about treasure. Let's talk about treasure. Have you been to a Catholic Mass without collection? Raise your hand if you've been to a Catholic Mass without collection. Okay, like daily Mass. All right, fine. Okay, all right. You know it's coming. You know it's coming. All right, after we say the prayers of the faithful, please be seated. We got the beautiful, wonderful offertory song going on. And you know collection's coming. You know very well it's coming. I wish I had a little camera right here that gives you my perspective of seeing you when it comes time for collection. Because you know it's coming. You know it's coming. Yet when it comes, you're like, collection? What? I have to actually give something? You're kidding me, right? I have to actually sacrifice something from my work and give it, offer it up? Oh yeah, okay, fine. I can do that. Wait. Let me open my wallet here. Okay, all right. Or the ladies with the purse. You got one zipper here, two zipper here, three zippers, the four zipper, open it, another zipper there, and you're finally, oh, and you're looking into the bills. I got some cash here. All right, okay. Well, not that one. Not that one. Okay, I got this one here. Okay, all right. Hey. Well, they're already gone. Okay, all right. Do I need to say more? What kind of offering of your treasure is that? You know? The word stewardship, and I know I've talked about this before. I'll say it again. If you didn't get it the first time, the second time. Stewardship comes from the two Greek words, manage and house. A steward is someone who manages someone else's house. And in our relationship with God, you and I, we're simply managers, stewards of what belongs to God. Because it's not your time, it's not your talent, it's not your treasure. It's God's time, God's talent, God's treasure. And if you really think about it, okay, so cute. The 9 o'clock Mass, I asked the kids, so what's your favorite toy? And what do you think they said? Video games. And the latest one, PlayStation, they said. PlayStation 4. And if you don't know, it's like a PlayStation 4 is like a little black console, which you insert the video games and you play the video games, right? And I say, okay, so where did this PlayStation come from? And they say, well, from the store, you know. I say, okay, and where did the store get it from? And little smart kids like China. Like, all right. Okay. I can roll with that. I can roll with that. Okay, China. Where did China come from? Huh. Where did China come from? From God. Anything, any material possession, anything living or dead. Or look, take a look at all of us. Where did we come from? From your mom. And hopefully with the help of dad. Okay? And where did they come from? From their moms. With the help of their dad. And their moms, moms, moms. Right? Mamas, mamas, mamas. And in the end, you're going to end up with God. Everything belongs to God, folks. Everything. It's not your time. It's not your time. It's not your treasure. And not that you have to. Not that we have to, but out of thanksgiving for all the things that God has given us, right? Your life, your family, your friends, your gifts, your talents, your health, your treasure, your job, your house, your food, your money. You want to give it back as a sacrifice to God. Just as Jesus freely offered himself on the cross as a sacrifice for our salvation, we freely give of our time, we freely give of our talent, we freely give of our treasure. And offer it up as you say, pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. You say, may the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands. Just as the bread and wine is offered as a sacrifice, transformed into the body and blood of Christ, our sacrifices of time, talent, and treasure is brought up to the altar and offered as a sacrifice and made holy, a holy offering that is acceptable to God, the Father Almighty. At this time, I ask you to take a look at these yellow or tan sheets at the end of each pews, okay? One page, one sheet per adult, and teenagers, or if you think you're a teenager as well, all right? One per adult or teenager if you think you're a teenager, okay? Take a look. Take a look. Take a look at that sheet while I say some more. The gift of time, the sacrifice of time. My mother, she lives 15 minutes from here. She lives in Los Altos. She says, Stephen, you coming home this week? And I usually say, well, I'm busy. I'm busy. You know, I got all these people here that give me a hard time. You know, it's busy. You know, but when she expressed how sad she is when she doesn't see me, I realized just how important it is to be with her. Because she really misses me. So now, not that I have to, but I try my best to offer my time as a sacrifice to be with my parents. And similarly, God misses us. God misses us when we ignore him. And we need to offer up our time as a sacrifice to spend time with the Lord, especially as a family. And also to come to Mass, not out of duty or obligation, but as a sacrifice, an offering that you make to God. And by coming on time. And the gift of talent. Many talent. I see a lot of talent out there. And I'm overwhelmed just to see how much talent we have at church. But talents. Talents are meant to be shared. And not only are talents meant to be shared, but they're meant to be offered as a sacrifice to God. If you take a look at all of our ministers, our choir, lector, Eucharistic ministers, our commentator, ushers, altar servers, people who help with all kinds of different ministries to spread the faith, you know, it's all explained right here in that third box right there, okay? All these different ministries, outreach, they don't just show up, but offer their talents as a sacrifice. Like, for example, take a look at the choir, right? One voice choir, right? Do you just show up to Mass? And sing, or what time do you guys show up? 4:30. Oh, and what time does Mass start? 6. 4:30. And they gladly, not that they have to. No, do I put a gun over your head and say you have to? No. Maybe I should. I don't know. But not that they have to, but they offer it to share their talents, and not just to share it, but to offer it as a sacrifice that may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. The gift, the sacrifice of treasure. You know, I really look up to Father Kevin as a model for tithing. And last month, I was in Lake Tahoe for a class reunion. And guess what I did in Lake Tahoe? Of course. And I was gambling, and I was winning. I was up like $300, you know? And I said, well, this is nice. So I decided to send this guy a text, you know, just to say, hey, you know, guess what? Text, you know, I'm up $300, you know, send. And what do you think was his response? Huh? It wasn't like, what did you say, Father?
I said, send your tithe to St. Lucie.
You know, say it again. What did you say?
Send your tithe to St. Lucie's.
It wasn't none of this, oh, congratulations, I'm very happy for you, have a good time. None of this. Make sure you tithe 10%. And I text him back, very politely. I say, but it's my money. I earned it. All 30 minutes of it. I earned it. And he says, no, it's God's money. If you believe in stewardship, that everything comes from God, then we have to give back. Not just your extra or leftover that you find in your wallet or that find in your purse, but to give it as a sacrificial gift to God. For example, how do you feel? Because we got Christmas coming up. How do you feel if you received a gift like that? If you received a Christmas gift all crumpled up, how would you feel? Huh? Merry Christmas, huh? Merry Christmas. Hey, Merry Christmas, huh? How would you feel if you received a gift all crumpled up? Huh? When you give a gift, okay, especially if you're like romantic and very, you know, all that stuff. When you give a gift, it needs to be well thought out, prepared with the gift wrap. Perhaps even a card, a love note, and even a little, you know, little strings or a bow tie or something like this. And similarly, when we offer our treasure to God, it shouldn't be a last minute ditch effort. You know? I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, we'll take anything, you know? Don't get me wrong, we'll take anything, you know? We have more dollar bills in the Bank of America. We'll take anything. But I mean, if you think about it, you know, like, how about offering a gift? Offering a sacrificial gift every Sunday that is well thought out, prepared in an envelope, gift wrapped, and offered as a sacrificial gift to God. How about that, huh? It's not about necessarily how much you give. I mean, if you make $10 a week, and you put that dollar bill in that envelope and truly offer it as a sacrifice acceptable to God, yes, that is an acceptable gift to God. Okay? But it needs to be well thought out. Well thought out. The envelope should be prepared before you enter the church. You get what I mean? Now I can't tell you to do something that I'm not doing. All right? So that's why, you know, I've decided to follow Father Kevin's example. Do you know Father Kevin tithes? Well, if you don't know, now you know. Okay? And I don't know many other priests who actually give money or tithe to their own church, you know? And Father Kevin, he does, you know? He probably didn't mention it to you, or if you, yeah. But now you know. Now you know he does, right? He tithes. And he's been encouraging me to also do the same, you know? And as priests, I don't know, what's our salary like? I don't know, like 30, 40, something like this? 30, 40,000, something like this. And 5%, I always donate 5% to charity and other causes and donations. But I made a decision, following his example, to also donate the other 5%. 5% of my salary, starting today, goes to St. Lucie. Right? Now, I want you, for your homework, take this yellow sheet home, yellow tan sheet, take it home with you, okay? Think about it, pray about it, and fill it out. And ask yourself, as you're filling it out, how can I truly be a disciple of Jesus Christ, to be Christ-like. Not just in the, oh, be loving and caring and kind, but also in the way Jesus Christ offered his very life as a sacrifice for his salvation. What does it mean for me? What does it mean for me personally when I come to Mass and stand up and say, may the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church? What kind of sacrifice of time am I bringing to the altar? What kind of sacrifice of talent am I bringing to the altar? What kind of sacrifice of treasure am I bringing to the altar so that it may be made holy, a holy offering acceptable to God, the Almighty Father?